ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea, where conjoined twins Tom and Sawong are this morning at Sydney Children's Hospital for urgent medical treatment. The twins, who are joined at the lower abdomen and share a single liver, were flown in from Port Moresby yesterday evening on a private medical plane. It was almost 2 months ago when the twins were born in a remote area in Morobe province and were taken to a Port Moresby hospital for treatment. But what would happen beyond that was uncertain until now. So our reporter in Port Moresby, Thekla Gunga, has been covering this story and joins us now. Thekla Ikaganba.
Ikaganba, good morning.
Good fellow morning. Well, Thekla, you've been following this story ever since the twins were brought in to Port Moresby. So they'll be turning 2 months next week. What condition are they in? Mm-hmm.
I would start by saying they are incredibly strong, these two twins. They have been at the private hospital for over 3 weeks, but almost 2 months in Port Moresby. And just during the week, the start of the week, one of the twins, the weaker one, Tom, he had some swelling around his face. And because of that, it was racing like a medical emergency. The concerns were like the nursing team were really concerned that they needed to get them off to an overseas hospital quickly. And that was exactly what they did. So the twins are away, are not in Port Moresby anymore. And we are just monitoring them from Port Moresby.
Yes, Thekla, I believe you were also tracking their flight last night when they eventually left Port Moresby. But there were also talks of the twins going to Germany, but they are now in Australia. So why are they in Australia?
Yes, we couldn't wait for them to get off PNG soil. We were tracking the flights until they arrived in Australia at 8 o'clock. So the going to Australia is because Germany is all the way across the world, and just how to get to Germany, even though the team in Germany were like already on standby and waiting for them. They've released an approval letter that they will accept the twins in Germany. But it's just like logistically hard to get to Germany because there's no direct flight from Port Moresby to Germany. So they are now in Australia. There was a team of Australian doctors that came up to do like initial tests, I think 2 weeks ago. And based on that, they've accepted the twins to go to Australia. So, yeah, it's such a relief that they're now in a facility that's more advanced.
Yes, and now that they're in Australia, do we know how long the twins will be there for before they are actually separated?
That's the question everyone is asking. The doctors at the Paradise Hospital told us that for surgery cases, it will require like at least 2 weeks before the actual surgery, because they needed to do like all the tests, and the important thing was blood wax. So because they are like a very special case, they will give at least 2 weeks before the actual separation. So we're looking at like a month. But it can be done quickly if because of the medical condition they are in, and it's becoming risky.
And I understand like they are there now in Australia to receive the urgent medical treatment. But this is a very rare case, and we know that there were so many discussions as well on the outcome of the separations. Mm. Doctors have also said that only one twin will survive. I wonder how the parents are. How are they settling with all this happening?
Yeah, it's really challenging for the parents. I can say that they're under a lot of stress because Papua New Guinea, we haven't, you know, seen such a medically complex conjoined twins case. So the doctors in Port Moresby, right from the start, they keep telling they were talking with the parents, and they were telling them that this is a really complicated case because the twins share one liver and parts of their intestines. So it means that in the event that they are separated, one twin is going to die or both of them are going to die. And that's the reality. So over time, the parents have sort of like understood and accepted, because they are people from the village. So, yeah, you know, medical terms to simple terms in Tok Pisin, it was hard for them to accept it at the first. But one thing the father said was, he said, if the twins were given to us a gift from God, and if he takes one, we are happy. If he takes both, we will still be happy. But if they survive, both of them survive, like miraculously, then that would be our miracle story for the rest of our life. So they're just accepting the outcome, the two parents. And yeah, I must say they're really stressed out, but they're just hoping for the best. And we are all hoping for the best. We're just waiting for when the separation happens.
Yes, and in terms of public reaction, Thekla, how is public reacting to the news about the twins going to Australia?
Yeah, that's everyone was surprised. They're like, what? We thought they're going to Germany. But it's not really about like the which country they're going. The doctors kept saying that, look, whatever happens, wherever they go, it's best for the children. So, like, initially there were some setbacks, that there were talks about funding and all this, stuff about them not going to Australia. And I think because we broke the story, I think, just late in the afternoon. And, yeah, people are saying, like, they're questioning our story. Are they really going to Australia? But those sort of questions will be raised. But I think the bigger thing is it's the lives of the two twins. I mean, the twins we're trying to save here. I mean, not with me, but the medical team are trying to save here. So, yeah, we're just happy they're at the advanced hospital.
Yes, Thekla, and you've also been tracking this story since the twins arrived in Pome. How are you feeling about this story?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday when I saw the picture of the twins, they were in an incubator at the airport, and I just saw the cute little ear protections that they had on the twins, and it just like broke my heart. I was like, oh my goodness, these two little fighters, they're, you know, they've been alive for 2 months now, and it sort of like become emotional, because I sort of felt like I'm related to them just from speaking to their parents and hearing, you know, how they're feeling and how the doctors are talking to. So yeah, it was really emotional. But the picture that they sent to us, it was so cute. They had little protections on their ears, and they had like a PNG color cap on their head. So yeah, we're just praying for them to be okay.
Yes, and I understand you really took a lot of time to try to break down the complexities between, as you mentioned, their Tok Pisin, from the medical terms to layman term. But has the PNG government played a part in getting these twins to Australia?
That's a really good question. In terms of PNG government, I cannot be sure, but I feel that the Port Moresby General Hospital was like the spokesperson for the government, because they were doing the initial tests and initial tests. But the PNG government, I can't remember if that was even mentioned in the parliament when they were passing the budget. But yeah, I can't say anything. I might lie here.
Well, Thekla, we also understand now that they're in Australia. There is a huge PNG diaspora there. Finally, are there any plans for the PNG community in Sydney to perhaps visit or rally around them and provide support in Australia?
Yeah, that's that was exactly what the boss of Paradise Hospital said, Mrs. Janet Seals. She was saying that, oh, I'm calling out to all the Papua New Guineans in Sydney, like this, the parents are from the village, they will not, you know how to eat the type of food in Australia, it's a strange land. So she's asking everyone to like come together and yeah, cook some local food and at least go visit them and speak to them in Tok Pisin, because you know, everything would be in English. But there is one person that I'd like to mention, Captain Juren Roo. He's the boss of Manolos Aviation. He was like like he called himself a chainsaw. So he was the person that was behind all these things. Even though he's a pilot, he was, you know, talking using medical terms, pushing for the two twins to be to leave Papua New Guinea as soon as possible. So, yeah, I feel like he was acting like the PNG government and speaking with all the hospitals in like German and Australia and I think India. So that when we were talking with the doctors, we asked like, how do you find this guy, Mr. Ru? And they were saying, oh, he's such an incredible person because he was the one that sort of like made this an emergency, like even though it was a medical emergency, he made it like he was like just pushing for it. So yeah, he's the person that was acting like the PNG government and speaking to hospitals overseas.
Yes, Thekla. And, you know, there were so many challenges as well, as you spoke about there earlier. But we hope that the PNG community in Sydney will also show support to the conjoined twins. But thank you, through Thekla, for story one time, you know, this last story.
Okay, no worries.
That was Thekla Gunga, the ABC's reporter in PNG.